karma. And the text here just says karma, but actually what's intended here is the whole process of cause and effect. Usually, whether the life that we have now is comfortable or not, or pleasant or not, that really depends on what we did in a previous life. And what we're doing in this life then creates the conditions or the causes for the effects, which will be the next life, pleasant or unpleasant experiences. However, if we commit something really horrible, then it's a lot of energy, it's a very powerful negative action, then it's possible that we'll experience the results or the effects of that in this life. It won't wait till the next one.
Lamanjena tukinyo dese. Tisena lamanjena tukinyo dese. Nyumong dravo tomba singelo. Nyumong ba dravo. Nyumong ba te tharpa ta tam tenjen ba dropa la dravo na ure. Dravo
The next verse asks that one conquers, that one be able to conquer the enemy of the gracious or the afflicted state of mind. And it says, we hate our enemies and cling to friends, lost in the darkness of ignorance, we do not know what to accept or reject. When practicing Dharma, we fall into dullness, drowsiness, and sleep. When not practicing Dharma, we are clever and our senses are clear. Lama, think of us. Behold us swiftly with compassion. Bless us that we overcome our enemy, the Kleshas. So, we hate our enemies, our kinder friends. So enemies, those people we think have harmed us in some way or another, we hate them or have aversion towards them. Or feel wrath, we wish to somehow push them away. And our friends, we want to pull them towards us. We are attached and we cling to them. Lost in the darkness of ignorance, we do not know what to accept and what to reject. So what to accept then, of course, what to accept or what to take up really, is the practice of genuine Dharma or virtuous activity. And what one gives up is unvirtuous or unwholesome activity. So we don't know which case is what. And therefore, we are lost in the darkness of ignorance. When practicing Dharma, we fall into dullness, drowsiness, and sleep. So, dullness means that the clear aspect of the mind, or the brilliant, let's say the brilliant aspect of awareness is not there, so one's mind is dull. The drowsiness means that the one's experience is not embraced by clarity. And then there is this, actually rather than sleep, it's more like sleepiness. It's that sort of drowsy state when you're just sort of falling off the edge, falling off the edge into sleep. So this is what happens to us when we try to practice. And then when we're not, Rinpoche commented, it's possible, some people have trouble listening to Dharma even. They come to listen to Dharma and then just slowly they fade out and fall asleep. So, when not practicing Dharma, we are clever and our senses are clear. So, we're bright and our good self is present when we're not practicing Dharma. So, recognizing that we have all these thoughts, we ask the Lama to think of us and behold us swiftly with compassion. Bless us that we overcome our enemies, the Kleshas. The Kleshas are these afflicted states of mind, are the obstacles or the enemies that keep us from attaining the level of liberation. The level of liberation or the level of omniscience. So we ask the Lama to bless us that these be eliminated completely.
Mm-hmm. Nangbo ranga sem chudam mandipa, Naja tang trado la sobo kumba. Durdo gindo, Dorla senitena kangba da lava yomare takwa dao jindo. In a young condo temple, you read Makangal in the castle. Durdo gindo, new member conan deva. Gin dan tete, gin ne batan tepe te jibe tang tangba tumba. Dissena, tumba. Tepa vichun yavisena, la manchina, tukinu dissi. Randu ranga tova singila. Ranga jia, ranga sende, ranga dor tova singila dissolves. Yeah.
The next verse then is the one that deals with the being able to tame one's own mind. From the outside, we appear to be genuine Dharma practitioners. On the inside, our minds have not blended with the Dharma. We conceal our pleasures inside like a poisonous snake. Yet when difficult situations arise, the hidden parts of a poor practitioner come to light. Lama, think of us, behold us swiftly with compassion. Bless us that we ourselves are able to tame our mind. So, from the outside, if one looks, if one just merely looks at someone, it might appear to be a real Dharma practitioner. But inside, their mind has not blended with the Dharma. There's pride, and there is jealousy, and so forth. So then, this is likened to having glaciers concealed inside that are like a poisonous snake. So these hidden faults are like a poisonous snake. And Rinpoche said a poisonous snake, although it has no arms and no legs, and it's just like a rope, since it has a tremendous amount of anger, people fear it. So there's this poisonous snake, and hidden within us, and when difficulties arise, then those hidden faults all come out. They're all exposed. So then we ask the Lama to behold us swiftly with compassion and bless us that we are able to tame our own mind.
Rantung name, Ranga Mato, Chupazos, and Chumen Nato. You mom, Gilel, Hoki com, Gelo Yang, Chicha Yang, Che, Lamanchen, Tuki Nordose, Rantung Ranga Tomer Sengelo, his other son. Rang Ta Yinje, do not get you to one lay lava over it, eh? Ranga. Rangatoma, the Kaleka. This and a Ranjun Rangatoma, Sovatapa. They are Ranjun, Ranjun Namba, Rangatum Namba, Dukanam, Rangamatope. Rangatum de Ranga Yendin, you Sambangajaka dreamed of you. Ranga Yendin, Yapa, Nina Yapa Sambe, Najaja Rangatum. Depe rangchun rangam mato bada. Chupa zog zong chumay na zogju. Chupa zog zong de chutang varva chumay je le na zogju ba. Nyumo mugi lela shubje kom. Nyumo momba da megebe lela komya te shubje komba rangjinje komba. Gelo yanyan ki chan yanyan ki. Gebe lo te yanyan yandu yanyan ki na yan. Che seje de yan. Gebe lo te nyamdo wale che seje. Tantan de kata mendo lo te se yanyan yandu che roko. Yanyan yandu che no de. Chotezo yang, chokala tezo tieno, o tieno. Gave lo te patan, ninje, la sopa, yang yang, the chicken, bezo zon yang, yang tieno. Te tabi chung yaba tisena, la manchin, tuki nyorduze. Ranjun ranga tomar sinje loze. Ranga chung de, ranga sinje chung de, ranga kirap de topa de sinje lapso.
The next verse then is, it deals with wanting or asking that we come to see our own faults. Not recognizing our own faults, we take the form of a Dharma practitioner while engaging in non-Dharmic pursuits. We are habituated to kleshas and non-virtuous activity. Again and again, virtuous intentions arise. Again and again, they are cut off. Lama, think of us. Behold us swiftly with compassion. Bless us that we see our own faults. Not recognizing our own faults. So it's very simple to see the faults of others, but not so much to see one's own faults. And why is that? Well, it's because we have our own faults are covered over by our pride in our good qualities. So because we think we're such good people, we are prevented from seeing what our faults are. We take the form of a Dharma practitioner while engaging in non-Dharmic pursuits. So there was no commentary on that. It's very few. We are habituated to kleshas and non-virtuous activity. So this is something that just naturally happens. We don't have to make any effort for this kind of habit to form. It comes naturally in of itself. Again and again, virtuous intentions arise. Again and again, they're cut off. So They go on and then they're cut off again, just like the electricity in Kathmandu or the water supply. So from our own experience we know how this is. And knowing therefore that we have all of these faults, we ask the Lama to think of us and to behold us swiftly with compassion and to bless us that we see our own faults. That we are able with our own prajna, with our own superior knowledge or intelligence, to look within our own mind and to examine, to recognize our own faults.
Shari-san. 김세 최선 들어서.
무구랑주
투어. 무구랑주 투어. 뭐야? 라면 그래. 요마 템전에서 된다라 이거라 안단 거군요. 그래서 안단 인드네 여러분.
Rumi says in the future when one's making a page-shaped text that it's good on the end on one side to put the Tibetan numbering and then to have the Western numbering on the other side so you have both systems, and then the Tibetans
will
find it easy to use as well.
Well.
And then the other thing that's good to pay attention to is that there are what are called yiko, they're like the two little clouds of the line at the end. And those are only put on the front side of Tibetan texts. In the States, there was someone who was printing them on both sides. So if you go to look at a text, you automatically think that the side that sign on it is the front page. So it's good to be careful that only appears on the front side of the page of text. So if one makes a text in a page form, then you're following within a tradition. And so it's good then to follow that tradition completely, not just take part of it, but to do the whole thing.
Shari song song gin chela parpar ni nire no gin ranji sirsir chong lama ten gin mugu ren gin rip chi la tse dong tangan ke chong song lama gin no tuk gin yor do se Mugur and you towards in it. Tande Mugur said that the Mudjumbola, Mugur said. King Nagar sang the Mudji Elisig and the Tilly and Mugur said. Gunning Yingamad, loves and do what? Tilly and Mugur said, King Nelson. Mugur and you towards in it. Rang Mugur in Basaman Tanga. Mugur da Rangi J towards in it. तने मुगो कर रहे हैं पर रंगे मुगो ये बिजनेस लाना क्या क्या रे सोंगे क्या बोले रे सोंगे तो चलन चबा लपार पार था नहीं लोग रे तारों क्या क्या बोले रे सोंगे तो मताप मतें पर दूर दूर सोना मुगो रे मेरे लोग ये रंगे से सर तो जों न्यामरे रे ये तो रंगे जोई ते चुंबो जोई नहीं बा जोई चुंबो Then a Mugu chandra. Lama thinking Mugu Renjender. Lama thinking Mugu Renjender, Tambu Mugu Yabanda, while thinking the joint and was on the same Mugu Dem Dona, then Mugu chandra. Chi la Tedong Tanan Kejong song. Chedo la Tedong Tanan de Tambu Sarpa Kapso. Chedo la Tedong Tanan Yabanda, while Ninga Chacha Tedong Tanan Meba Chasona, then a Mugu chandra. This is the Laman Jinnu Tukjinyo Duzi. Mugu Daga Ranga Juyte Ranga Sim Ranga Ndo Toga Sinji Lamsa. Oye. Mujhe
Chedo Ki Kora
Kare?
Chedo Ki Kora?
Chedong. Chedong Sijita Tangnang Re. Chewa Tangnang. Tangbu Chedong Tangnang Yobala Chechong Duzi. Yis Chong Chong Duzi. Hakuzon. Dug Nugre. Tene Mugu Chandra.
So this stanza then deals with the need to tame our mind, which is likened to a savage. Another way of saying that it is obstinate. Or sometimes it's called a primitive, but one, maybe that's not such a good word to use these days. It's a mind that's extremely stubborn, that simply is totally untrainable, unpliable. That the minute you try and do something with it, it runs away. Sort of the way you might meet some primitive people like in the woods, and immediately they see you, they run away. So there's two ways of understanding this this mind that is like a savage. So our savage mind then, why do we call it that? So the first reason is that with the passing of each day, we come closer and closer to death. And yet, we are is gradually obscured. So we may be attending a Lama for a long time, and instead of one's devotion and faith increasing, it decreases. Our love, affection, and pure outlook towards our Dharma friends. So in the beginning we may have this, and then as time goes by, our caring for our Dharma friends and our ability to see them purely decreases. So seeing that one's own mind is simply a savage, one prays to the Lama to think of us and behold us swiftly with compassion and to bless us that we tame this obstinate mind.
Guru Jujin Jujo Hari Nira Jaya
Dog.
So we come to the verse now that deals with blending the Dharma completely with one's mind, or that one blends the Dharma, the practice of the Dharma, inseparably with one's mind. And the verse goes, a little praise makes us happy, a little blame makes us sad. With a few harsh words, we lose the armor of our patience. Even if we see those who are destitute, no compassion arises. When there is an opportunity to be generous, we are tied in knots by greed. Lama, think of us, behold us swiftly with compassion. Bless us that our mind be one with the Dharma.
Tarangu Ranga Sim Simji Chudan Tempara Sova Depala Tambu Ranga Sim Ransin Chudan Garabe Garavam Dosoni Dene Samantangu Tad Dosoni Samantamala Ranga Ransin Chudan Garabe Tun Yedika Putingu Tene Tang Gadan Gati Sik Tepa Tamla Rana, Toypa Tambi, Randa, Ranga Sola, Toypa Tambi, Sen Gaba Tipatan, Mepa Tambi, Magabar Tipati, Dikin, Chuja, Sen in the Senna, and Chutangarva Sendi. They made some Gata Magatiagando, then Sengi Chutamandi with Taan, Sengi Chutan Dibam Garda in the Senna, Ranga Chun Chisanga, Chun Tanda. Singing some Zeta Kocha Show. Tene yinje tsengne ba tsamla sikit. Tsengne ji jiso nene da range dungdek la sopa neva zona tene te zo mataba yungare tsengne ba tsamla yang zo mato pa zepa zepa te kocha lakyan da ure. Tsengne ba tsamla zepa kocha shorwe shorwa te range senji chudan garbe Junior, Sanjo Sena then depend over the same in the pay Kimwa Kimwa Damba Tijun Gibare. Tetabo ran Ransin Chutan Garbe Tun Ye to say Chuje Gonyombe Jun Chuje Gonyombe Gardar Chupitun Dang Zuepen Gardar Chupitun Dang Sanju sent in Gadar to the Chundang, Jimbet Nyamin in Gadar to the Chun, yet you have a decent, Chun yet a rang, Chun yet a summoner, then a lama channel. Par Range, to join the two Mango Nyamin Senayan, to the Pang Togumudo, Par Lama channel, Totel and Ninja Chamber, daso la zikye ne semji chudan reba simbili ne semji juyam rangi semte chudan dupam chudan dupa yungwanchi nanu chiyazak
so
in order
to blend one's mind with Dharma, the first thing that one needs to do is to understand how one's mind is not blended with Dharma. So you look, therefore, at your fault. And so the first line here, the first four lines, they detail four faults that we should look at and be aware of. So the first line, a little praise makes us happy, a little blame makes us sad. You will probably recognize one of the four pairs of the eight worldly dharmas, praise and blame. And so this, if we have these faults, then if for example someone just praises us a little bit and we get all inflated, or someone criticizes us or blames us and we get depressed, then that's a clear sign that we are stuck with this problem of being sensitive or attached to praise and blame, which is one of the four, two of the eight worldly dharmas that one should seek to give up in order to blend one's mind completely with the Dharma with a capital D. The eight worldly dharmas is a small d, or eight worldly attachments, events, inclinations, maybe. So the second line is, with a few harsh words, we lose the armor of our patience. So it's just by the mere saying of harsh words, it's not that anyone has beaten us up or attacked us or something. It's just a few harsh words. And they really haven't harmed us at all, at least physically. So we're unable to bear this, and this inability to forbear these words is given the metaphor of armor. So we lose the ability to bear them. Our patience is given the metaphor of armor. So when we lose our patience, it's the same as losing the armor or the protection for our mind, our true mind. Thirdly, even if we see those who are destitute, no compassion arises. So when we enter into the Mahayana, we take the vow to benefit all sentient beings. And here, we may see people that have no food, or that have no clothing, that are in a very poor state, and we still have no compassion for them when we see them. And the fourth fault is, when there is an opportunity to be generous, we are tied in knots by greed. So the generosity, we know in the Mahayana that's the first of the six paramitas. So when we enter the Mahayana, then we vow to practice the six paramitas. And so here, when there is literally an object of an object arises that we could give generosity to, and that really is a person who is in some kind of need. So when that occasion arises, we are so greedy that we can't give the slightest thing away. And the greed here is given the metaphor of that which ties us in a knot. So these are the four faults. The first one being caught by the eight worldly dharmas. The next one, lack of patience. And well, the first one actually being caught by two of the eight worldly dharmas. The second, the lack of patience. The third one is contrary to the Dharma because it runs against the Bodhisattva's mind, or the mind of Bodhicitta. And the fourth one is contrary to generosity. So we see how we have all of these faults and how they are all in opposition to the Dharma. And then one realizes that one can't overcome all of these by ourselves. And so one calls to the Lama. Lama, think of us, behold us swiftly with compassion. Bless us or bless me that my mind be blended with the Dharma or become one with the Dharma.
Samson Dea, don't take a ranga tune, you better some boy or motto. Yin a papi, this is tune, the little son, the name Dorji Tippe, Tanum, the Gavar, Ran Tanum, never king, Chagre, Dorji Tippe, no to Maroma Chagre. Yin the tune, you better send you, Mara, Ran, join the son.
So, all of these faults, they are our faults. Not that we go around thinking about all the faults other people have, but these are our own faults, they belong to us. And if one is unable to sort of take the blame for all these faults on oneself, and one simply goes around muttering about others' mistakes, then one is that is in opposition or contrary to this pure outlook or the sacred vision that one develops within the Vajrayana. And it means basically that one's not really a vessel or not really able to vessel for or able to do Vajrayana practice.
Tene patu rumbuchi khalong nindun ji chikye ji kapsi yan da ban dan ba song re chung so da le ya bar song ba re te la gupa chen bu yo. Nindun ji
doji
par wala. Nindun ji doji par wala. Nindun ji chikye to na kubu. Nama jo yo. Nama de bar chen.
So there is then a verse of So there's a verse of Patru Rinpoche that gives sort of the essential meaning of the advice or the explanation of the perfectly good Lama. And in this verse, he talks about the faults that really belong to yourself, not to anyone else, but to looking within yourself for the faults.
Togu ser do tenden lengipor, kogatsanga, gugu ser serman, medenjame, chujaran sin lu, lamanjame, tugi nyo do zitse de lui tumor sindila. Yes, I was on there. And they got so lamala lama jin no tupji nyor do ze nga chen de lo yi tong war sin jil lab do so chen de la yin jin chak pa nam to de le to war sin jil lab do so war se so vata ten rabo so vata gubi jun sen kar do ta rang jion sa vare ko van de ningbo me le ningbo ro zong ko va pakya gantra nang mulam ta va ningbo me ba yinayang mulam nang yin ningbo me ba yinayang ne ningbo ro zong dendara kenga do jion jik jion tangbo te le pena nga su mulam je na wa la ningbo ro zong na arte rang sem tro vare nam don tro pa chikhi ro te nang yin ningbo ro zong Togu ser do ten den lengpor. Tsen de ye to ya potang. Ku zang bu che do togu je ser do che do ton do. Ten den se je te tene tsen de zang ma yin ba. Ten je de ma san je je tar ba tang tam jen jen ba gong bang do go go re ten je de ma. De lengpor wa. Lengpor wa chan je ya pa. Tsa wa ni yu kya wa la lengpor se la. Na chen de togu je ser do ten jin de ma tan be ten jin de ma thar pa da tan jin jin ba drupa drupa lam tan be chu jin yang ni yang da ba ling ge po wa sa ba ni po ge chu da chu ni ba chu so ba kho ge chan yang gu gu se ser ma kho ge se je da ran ka te ko ba pe na se gu lu ju la so ba nā sō lā kōyā māngbō ndō kwa kō kō tsāng yāng sē jē tōng kō kō mēndā wā māngbō jī gō gō yō rē tē kāngā tsāng nā yāng gō gō sēr sēr māng tārōng kōyā māng ndō kwa sēr sēr māng sē tē kōyā māng ndō ndō kwa rā nā kāng chū drupā lāng kō bā tsāng tēn zō nā tēn dēk bā zō nā tē nē tāṁ pē chū ndō kwa yō rē tē tēn dō mā yīn bā Gugu sesele mangdum, sesele mangwa. Mangwa chongda. Medin jume chuje rangsen lu. Medin ba denbar madropa ya. Denbar madropa. Pakya gantro nang. Jochen tenre cho chanje nangwa. Tsenteye nangwa. Juma tabandala. Jume chuje rangsen lu ba. Jume chu. Tsende ye nāwa ta nāndong jyoma tāpare te rāngsīn lū rāngga sem dēmbar ki na rāngsīn lū pa te tāpu chūn chenpo yedang dēmba dā la tēnte lāman chenno tōk tsewa nīki chenpo yodho zekhe tsende lū yi tōmar sīnje lō tsende lā hiñjīn chakpa nām tō ndale tōvar sīnje lō
So the next 6 lines then a reverse where one asks that one will be able to let go of attachment to this life, to be able to give it up. Or another way of understanding that is that one will become liberated from the conception that clings to this life or is attached to this life. So again, one thinks of one's own faults. And the first one is, we think samsara is worthwhile when it's not. So samsara is just the delusive appearances that arise due to our habitual patterns. They are these appearances that make up samsara are merely like a dream. A dream where there's no solid core, there's no essence to it. And in the same way, the appearances that make up samsara also have no solid core or no essence. But we take them to be truly real, to be truly existent, to be concrete and there forever. So if one looks louder? Sorry. If you take the situation of a dream, it's easy to see that if you took dream appearances to to be truly existent, that would be sort of a strange thing to do. And if you simply apply that same kind of thing to the delusive appearances of samsara, then the parallel becomes clear. So that's the first fault. The second is, although we have all that is needed, we constantly want more. So we have enough good clothes, enough food to sustain ourselves and so forth. Oh, excuse me. The second line is, we give up our higher vision for the sake of food and clothes. So higher vision is a way of saying that we're practicing not only for this life, but in order to attain the level of Buddhahood. So it's a long-term vision that we are, that's inspiring our practice, that is motivating us. And so this higher vision then, we forget it. So we give up practice, we completely forget it, and in this way create one of our largest faults. Then the third one is, although we have all that is needed, we constantly want more. So kuku in Tibetan means sort of like the important things that we would need, that we need to maintain our existence, such as food and clothing and housing and shelter and so forth. And we have all of this that we need, and yet we keep thinking that we need more and more. So our needs simply, instead of being satisfied with what we have, our needs simply multiply. If we didn't have the first fault, i.e. if we saw that samsara had no core or no essence, then we wouldn't be caught by this third one so easily. We wouldn't want more and more of samsara because we'd understand that it has no essence. And fourthly, our minds are deceived by unreal illusory phenomena. So the phenomena of samsara, as we saw before, are the delusive appearances arising out of or due to habitual patterns. They're not truly existent, but they're merely the coming together of various causes and conditions. And therefore, they are like an illusion. So this life is an empty appearance, just like an illusion. But we don't see that. We take these appearances to be real. So those are our four faults. And seeing that we have them and that we're not liberated from them, then we call on the Lama to bless us, to think of us swiftly with compassion, and to give us the blessing that we let go of attachment to this life.
Yeah.
ဤချေဝဆွန်တဲ့နည်းလူစင်ဒုငါထမောမဇူချံနေရွန်ရောလမန်စရင်ညီတွေ့ချင်းဂျွန်ဒဲလမေငွန်ဆုံးတုံးရင်တော့ဂေဝမတုတ်တေကွေယောလောင်းတယ်လမန်ချင်းသူကြီးညောတဲ့စေလဲလေဤချေဝဆင်းရံကေလူတံလူချေဒုငါတံ ลุจิตุงาคัพจุปาลุละคัพจุปาตาวุลุจิตุงาจุงตังเซมจิตุงาธรรมุจุงยังมะโซจังมะโซปามะโซจังโซมะทอกจังนินรุนโดละมันเซรินยินดุจิ ロゴテンボイヤバジュンデルメンゴンソントンギンドゲバムドテクヨランデジュンデルバメパゴンソントントンギンドゴンソンドカンデスドンガレペナチェンデラチェトモマンボパシンギンデゾチェメラランギンダクトルセンドウェルドゥルマンボイテンダオセパ セ से तो ला रंग मंग बपा से ना जिस रंग छोर छोर गेंदा के से इसी के वो तो सो जंदे लवा में बा मन सुन तो तो वाले जंदे लवा में बा मन सुन तो तो गिन दो मन गाय के मंग बपा से ना जिस रंग छोर से बा तो सो ते लेन देन कर वाले जंदे लवा में बा मन सुन तो तो गिन दो गेवा ने तेने yin je so cha pa la so pa geva mudup chin dikka yolan prava dikka sepa dine geva ta dikpa ta chobu kunun ka sem na ra le geva mudup dikka yolan prava lama che no tukji nyo tu se le le ichi che var sin je lo le Lela, Sindhika, Lenga, Sustainable, and David Shemundo, Lenda, the Yichi Tempo, Jeva, Chicks, and Jilla, so. Yeah.
The next one then is deals with karma, the laws of karma, cause and effect, asking that we come to understand the laws of karma, to completely familiarize ourselves with how they function and how they work. And then to believe in that. So the verse goes, not able to endure the merest physical or mental pain, with blind courage we do not hesitate to fall into lower realms. Although we see directly the unfailing law of cause and effect, we do not act virtuously but increase our unvirtuous activity. Lama, think of us, behold us swiftly with compassion. Bless us that we come to trust completely in the laws of karma. So, not able to endure the merest physical or mental pain. For example, if we get stuck with a needle, you know, someone's doing a blood test or something, and they prick your finger with a needle and you are already backing away from it in pain. So we can't even bear the least kind of discomfort. And even though that's so, with blind courage, we do not hesitate to fall into the lower realms. So we don't have any fear of the lower realms. It's kind of a stupid, because of our sort of stupidity, it's kind of a stupid courage. We don't fear to fall into the lower realms by doing negative activity, of course. Although we see directly the unfailing law of cause and effect, and here the example is that if we can see this directly in the case of someone who has killed a lot of other people, and they usually wind up killed themselves. For example, the mafia. They murder a lot of people and then they usually get bumped off in return. So we have examples of that. Well, we don't act virtuously, even though we see that these things happen, but increase our unvirtuous activity. And Roger Kalia here that virtue, whether something is virtuous or unvirtuous, really depends upon our intention or our motivation. So seeing that we have all these faults, then we again keep